Chapter 14. Nora and Leah's Surprise. The school's talent show begins at 7 p.m., and Nick and I arrive as the lights go down. Bram is saving a seat for me and Nick in the audience. My eyes find him immediately. He's turning around in his chair and smiling at me. Nick and I sit down next to him. Then suddenly, the lights go off, and a teacher comes on to introduce the first person. I move closer to Bram and put a hand on his knee. He puts his hand over mine and then lifts it and kisses it. I feel my stomach turn again. If this is what it feels like to have a boyfriend, then why did I wait this long? And then it's girl after girl coming on the stage, and they're all singing Adele songs. Then Abby comes on with another girl who holds a violin. The girl starts to play Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. She plays it slowly and softly, and Abby dances along to her. I look at Nick, but he's smiling at Abby. The audience claps loudly when she finishes. We have to wait a few minutes. I see drums being put on the stage and guess that a band is coming on. "Who's this?" I ask Nick. He checks the information.
"They're called Emoji," he says.
And then five girls come on stage wearing bright colors. And the drummer suddenly starts drumming really fast. And I realize with surprise that it's Leah. Her hair is past her shoulders and her hands are moving impossibly quickly. And then I see that my sister Nora is playing guitar. I'm shocked because I didn't know that she had started playing guitar again. And Taylor is singing. They play Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, and it's amazing. Bram looks at me and laughs.
"Simon," he says, "your face."
And suddenly I notice my parents sitting a few rows in front of us.
"Nora's good, isn't she?" says Nick in my ear.
"You knew about this?"
"I've been teaching her guitar for months," he replies. "But she told me not to tell you. She wanted it to be a surprise."
Bram is right. People really are huge houses with small windows. I'm still grounded because of the Midtown night. So after the show, my parents send me home to do homework while they take Nora to dinner. I decide to take Bram with me. It feels strange to enter the house with him, like seeing it for the first time. Bieber jumps up at us and Bram rubs his ears.
"Hello," he says. "I know who you are."
I show him the family photographs, and we talk about how blonde I used to be. Then we climb the stairs and he takes my hand. We go and sit on my bed. Then I kiss him, and he kisses me back, and he's holding my hair, and suddenly we're lying down and his hands are on my back. We lie together for a very long time. Suddenly, I hear the door open downstairs. I kiss Bram again quickly, and we both go downstairs. "Oh, hi," I say to my parents and Nora. "How was dinner? Bram came over to study."
"And I'm sure you got a lot done," says my mom.
I know from her voice that a conversation is coming. A big conversation.
but that's okay. Because I want it to be.
Penguin Readers. Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda. Becky Albertalli. Level 5. Retold by Anna Truen. Illustrated by Amit Tile. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Christopher Ragland. Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2021.